Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. If you've been a part of the Brown Girl self-care community for a while, you know that I enjoy getting my sweat on by walking because staying fit and active is essential in prioritizing our health. And as Black women, we know that our health is wealth. From the makers of Gatorade, Propel is the only zero-calorie, zero-sugar fitness water among national enhanced water brands with enough electrolytes to replace what is lost in sweat. With everything that is going on and as crazy as life gets, Propel is here to help keep you doing you. All Propel products are designed for people with busy, active lifestyles who want a water that is formulated for fitness and supports hydration with added benefits such as electrolytes, vitamins, and antioxidants. Check out Propel Immune Support, the newest fitness water that helps support a healthy immune system with 100% of the recommended daily value of vitamin C per bottle and an excellent source of zinc and electrolytes. Hey, what's going on? It is your girl Bree, the host of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Thank you so much for pressing play on this episode. You know what? Something that has been on my mind for a good while is I want to talk about just starting your life over, hitting that reset button, starting over, starting fresh, starting new. So that's what this episode, is going to be about. I really didn't have any intention of recording this podcast episode, real talk. Because I'm still, honestly, I'm processing. I'm processing right now. And usually, you know how I am. I like to come prepared with receipts and notes and all of that stuff. But sometimes life is just about going for it. No notes, no preparation. And you just end up with something beautiful, whether you intended it to look a certain way or not, right? So that's what I'm going to do. We're going to talk about just starting life over. And another reason why I decided to record this, honestly, and I have no idea how this conversation that you and I are having is going to go, is because when I look on like YouTube or different podcasts and things like that, as a life learner, I'm always, every day I try to just find something new that's going to help me to think a little bit differently or reflect or learn something or just have fun or laugh. You know, I always try to look for something to watch or listen to that is going to do something, pour into me in some way, pour into my spirit or my health or my joy. I cannot find any videos or many videos from several perspectives. As a Black woman, as a woman of a quote unquote certain age, you know, when they say that about us, that she's a woman of a certain age, that typically means that that person is old, which is just ridiculous. But I can't find any videos or the type of content that I'm looking for. And so what they say is, you know, create in life what you want to see. Create in life, like if there is a gap, like something that you personally are looking for, something that you need, something you want to learn about, and you see that there's a gap in the space, maybe that means it's your, I guess, permission slip, if you will, to create it, to be it, to do it, to learn it, to explore it, so that you can share your expertise or what you've experienced with others and their journey, right? So I noticed this gap when it comes to restarting your life when you're a certain age, quote unquote, especially as a woman, a black woman, etc. And so I'm like, okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about it. So here we are. Hello. I, again, have been watching different videos. If you've been following my, like, Brown Girl Self-Care, listening to the podcast, etc., like, as you know, like, I've been doing a few things, including, for example, trying to start this, or not trying, I did, starting this little container garden on my balcony. And if you look at my last post on social media, you'll see how that has been been going so far. Womp, womp, womp. And in fact, I done killed some lettuce, y'all. Like, it's so hot here in Southern California that my plants, some of them are just like withering away no matter how much I water them. The sun is just so strong. And yeah, I'm definitely learning some things about life and myself as I tend to this mini garden that I'm trying to cultivate. But that's just one of the things I've been doing in the attempt or the hopes of just learning about myself and, honestly, I'm going to say it, resetting my life. And that's a phrase that I have been thinking about for like the last few years since I quit my job in September of 2019. And I talked about that several times on the podcast. But I didn't really take steps. I mean, I did, but I didn't. It's kind of hard to explain. I took steps towards changing my life, but I still did it from a place sometimes from my comfort zone, if that makes sense. And here's the thing about your comfort zone, okay? Your comfort zone doesn't mean that you're in this place of peace, protection, happiness, joy, etc. That is not always your comfort zone. Sometimes my comfort zone looks like being in an experience, a situation where I'm stagnant, I'm stuck, I'm not making any progress, I'm still operating on internal loops and old beliefs and mindsets, if that makes sense. And so my comfort zone, like your comfort zone, can look like a place of chaos. Did you feel me when I said that? Like, did that make sense? Like, again, when we think about comfort zones, we think about this warm, snuggly little nest, like being in the bed on a 40 degree day or 30 degree day or freezing day, and you're in your bed, it's nice and toasty, it's the perfect temperature, your body has warmed it up to perfection, and you have the perfect comforters and blankets and pillows all around you, and you're sipping on your tea. And now it's time to get out of the bed and you're like, no, I'm comfortable. Like this, like, I don't want to brave the cold and get out of this bed, right? To take a shower and do my, you know, go on about my day. But that's not always the comfort zone. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Comfort zone can look like chaos. And the reason why it's still to me like your comfort zone is because it's something that you're accustomed to. Like your comfort zone is something that you're used to. So it doesn't always have to be pretty. It doesn't always have to be beautiful and magical. Like your comfort zone can be a place of stress. Your comfort zone can be, excuse me, your comfort zone can be a place of chaos. Your comfort zone can be a place of brokenness, lack, fear, unhappiness, right? That can be your comfort zone, honestly. And I'll say that because like you're used to that, like you've experienced it, you've gone through it. You may have already hit a low point. You're like, okay, well now I know that this, it can't get much lower than this. So I know what it's like. And so you rest there, you stay there because again, as crazy as it sounds, like it's, you've experienced it. You're used to it. You're kind of residing there. And that's where I've been in some areas of my life for a little while. And so that's one of the reasons why, like, this journey that you and I are on as I do this podcast and I hear from you by email and get messages on Instagram or, you know, social media and things like that is like, it's definitely been a part of my journey. And I, when I hear from some of you as well, I know that it's a part of yours too. And I want to be clear that
I want you to understand that life doesn't have to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect anyway, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying this from a perspective of I want to change my life. I want to reset my life. I want to do these things because after I do these things, then my life is going to be perfect. I will never say that. I will never think that. And I don't want to have you leaving this conversation that you and I are having with you thinking that, okay, Bree's resetting her life, or I'm going to reset my life. And when I do this, then everything, then, you know, I have permission to have joy and happiness. And because everything's going to be perfect. I'm going to be making the perfect amount of money. I'm going to be living in the perfect house. I'm going to be living with the perfect spouse. I'm going to have just this perfect magical life. I think there's a difference between having a beautiful life and having a perfect life. I don't think perfection can ever be attained. I just don't. Like, I don't think that's how we're wired, number one. And number two, I just don't think that it's possible. Even people that we feel have, like, this perfect life, like, we project our stories onto other people. We project our wishes, our desires, our insecurities on other people. And so even when we raise these, for example, celebrities up on a pedestal, and we're like, oh, man, they're just living the dream. They're always on vacation. They're always... They're making lots of money. They have just the best relationships and friendships. They have the perfect body or perfect hair. I don't know, whatever. But we say that these people have these perfect lives or these charmed lives. And I'm telling you that is not the case. Nobody has the perfect life. And just like how you and I are dealing with some things, so are they. Everybody's dealing with something, right? Nobody has a perfect life. So I wanted to just make sure that I make that clear as I continue talking about just hitting the reset button, starting over, resetting my life, all of those things. So yeah, what does starting over, like what does that mean for me? And as I'm talking, like what does that mean for you? Maybe you're in a place in your life where you're like, I've just been feeling in my spirit that it's time for me to start anew. It's time to start fresh. It's time to do something different and shake things up so that I can allow myself to get out of this place of stagnation, get out of this place of stuckness, get out of this place of just, you know, getting by. We all have at least one area of our life like that, right? It could be your physical health. It could be your finances. It could be your spiritual journey. It could be your relationship with God. It could be just a lot of things. We all have at least one area where you're just like, girl, I think I just want to do over. I just want to start over. I want to try this again. And you know what? That's perfectly fine. You have permission to do that at any time. You really do. I think we are so powerful as humans, as individuals, that sometimes we just forget that or we take it for granted, if that makes sense. But you have it within you. You have the power to at any time. If something's not working, and you feel like, I'm just ready for a do-over, you have permission, not from me, but from yourself. It's okay to do that. It's okay to say, you know what? I want to experience something different than what I've experienced all this time. And it's honestly a little nervous, or not nervous, it's a little nerve-wracking, or it can be, because sometimes you think like, okay, what are people going to think? What are they going to say? Who's going to be against me? Who's going to be for me? How will people respond to this newness that I'm bringing into my circle, into my life, etc.? And I've been dealing with that a little bit. Just like, how will I be perceived? I know that a lot of times we say, you know, you shouldn't care about what people think about you. You shouldn't care about what others say about you. And honestly, that's really true. But we're human. We're humans. And so I think it's a natural part of life to, at minimum, even just a little bit, be concerned or nervous about how this new thing that you're doing, this new person that you're becoming, like how you'll be perceived, how you'll be accepted. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's natural. I'm not saying you should prioritize others' thoughts over your own, but I think it's a natural part of life to, even on the lowest level, have a little concern or question, you know, how is me starting over or doing this new thing in my life? How is it going to be perceived by others? Right. I think that when you start over, whatever this is in your life, whether it be a certain part of your life, a certain aspect of yourself, or it could be like you're considering doing a complete overhaul of your life. And that's where I am right now. But I think that it does require some separation. It could be separation from old thoughts. Well, actually, I think that's an automatic. Like, your old thoughts cannot go with you. Your old thoughts cannot go with you. And trust me, like, if you carry those old stories, old narratives, those old harmful beliefs that you might be holding about yourself, you will not be able to start over. You just won't. That same baggage that you have right now, it's gonna pack its own little suitcase and come right along with you. So for example, let's say you're like, you know what? I just want a complete do-over when it comes to my health. I think that's a beautiful thing because your health is your wealth. And if, for example, let's say you're like, you know what? I've been carrying around this emotional weight that has manifested into an extra 75 pounds on my frame, for example, and I want a do-over. I want to be healthier. I want to, you know, enjoy my body in different ways, right? If you're holding on to old beliefs that say this is the person you have to be, this is the kind of food this person's forever going to eat, this is the reason why I overeat, like those kind of thoughts and narratives, if you don't address them and you don't allow for separation between the old you and this new you that you are becoming, again, you are going to take that with you. That's like, for example, let's say moving into a new apartment. Like for example, me saying, I want to start my life over. I want to move to a completely new place. But I take all of my old stuff, all the old clutter, all the disorganization, all the whatever, you know what I'm saying? All the old furniture, for example, that's like me taking all my old stuff, even the stuff that no longer serves me, the stuff that's no longer necessary for this new journey in my life or this new apartment. I take all my old stuff, all my old baggage, and just move it into the new place. You just move it into the new place. What do you think is going to happen to that new place? It's going to start to look and feel exactly like the old place over time. So it's the same thing. Like, there needs to be some separation. There needs to be some separation. That could be your circles. It could be the place where you're living. It could be your beliefs, your mindsets, how you handle things, your responses, all of that. So separation is necessary to begin anew. So as for me and what I've been thinking over the last however long is, I just really am ready to start my life completely over. I have made so many mistakes that have been operated from I was operating from a place of fear and lack and just things like that. And that's the life I built my foundation for my life was built on those old beliefs. And I realized some time ago that if I want different, I've got to release this old version of myself that I have been clinging to. And so that's also been something that I've been working through and on, you know, since I started the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast, or since I started Brown Girl Self-Care. So that's been like 4 or 5 years. But yeah, just starting over. And for me, that looks like possibly, I mean, I'm ready to just burn it down and just rebuild and rise from the ashes like the phoenix. Like that's just where I am right now. So it's a little challenging for me because, as you know, or if you're new to the podcast and you don't know, I do have one child. On the bright side, she is going to be 20 this year. On the not so bright side, she is going to be 20 this year. So she still relies on me for some things. Not everything, of course, but she still relies on me for some things. And the type of life that I envision, it is not open to me just yet, because I want to make sure that her foundation is solid before I do anything drastic like what I have in mind. And maybe I'll talk about that at another time. But I do have an opportunity to start this reimagining of my life, if you will. And without going into it, I'll just say that in the coming months, I will have the opportunity to hit the road for several weeks. And
who showed you that it was okay to aim high and go for your dreams while also just being yourself? For me, it was radio host Big Boy, Oprah, and KTLA news reporter Gail Anderson. In part, these people are the reason why this podcast specifically exists. This is the power of Black representation in media. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is more than a podcast. It's a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where every voice is as distinct and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In this collection, you'll find stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. Each episode, a living account of what it means to be Black today. From the intricate narratives of The Wire to the wisdom of Michelle Obama and the urgent call for reparations, Black Stories, Black Truths really is the truth. Space wasn't always made for our perspective, so NPR's new collection is necessary as it celebrates the richness of the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
Start my journey. Start my journey to self-discovery. Start my journey of this new breed that I envision coming to fruition. She's been there for some time, but I haven't activated her fully the way that she deserves, if that makes sense. So everything that I've talked about on the podcast, everything that I've done in the last few years has led me to this point. And because of circumstances in my life, all I will say is that me burning shit to the ground right now and starting completely over, it will be a great thing. it will be a great, great thing. And when I say burning shit to the ground, like I'm serious. I mean it. From the Ruta to the Tuta, starting completely over. That is what I want to do. That is what I want to do. I want to start completely over. I guess being in my mid-40s, so I guess technically I'm middle-aged now. Which sounds really strange to say, but being middle-aged, I realize that time waits for no man, and it's our lives here are much shorter than we think. I remember when I was younger, when I was a teen, when I was in my 20s, I was like, man, I'm gonna freaking live forever. And honestly, sometimes I still feel like that, as funny as that may sound. I still feel like that. Like, I just be telling myself, I'm gonna be here forever. I'm gonna live forever. That's just how I feel. I'm not even sure why I still feel like that when I know what the truth is, but that's just how I feel. I guess I have a positive mindset on that. Like, I'm gonna have a long, healthy, amazing, abundant life. That's just what I That's what I tell myself. So, yeah, but we know that time really is not promised to everyone. So I just have so many things in my life that I want to do, explore, be, try, learn, that the life that I'm living right now is not conducive to this vision that I have in my mind of who Bree really is. I'll tell you that in this reimagining of my life, there's going to be a lot of unlearning and a lot of just shifting in who I am, if that makes sense. It's going to be a lot of shifting in who I am. Because one thing about my life that I have not necessarily always been happy about is who I am. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I just feel like my growth and potential has been stagnated. There's been some growth, obviously. It's kind of hard to talk about this because I'm aware that I have done some things. I have done some amazing things, like, for example, with the podcast, how it's grown to almost 2 million downloads in a few years, which is huge for a podcast, right? This is not a YouTube type experience where you can see me. I think people are attracted to being able to see you and make that connection. So to have, for example, a podcast where it's not visual, it's just auditory, you're listening, it's a big deal. It's a big thing. So yeah, some growth has definitely happened, of course, but I just feel like in my spirit, I'm leaving a lot on the table. I'm leaving parts of myself on the table that I have not yet claimed. And I want to claim all of who I am. Does that make sense? And so again, going back to separation, this is another reason why separation is important. Like, it can be hard to know who you are when you are influenced by so many different perspectives, people, even things you listen to, TV shows you watch, books that you read, all that stuff. Like, all of that contributes to and makes up who we are. And so I find that part of the reason why I'm looking for some separation is because I just really want to know who is Bree? Yeah, I can answer that question, but really, is that really who I am deep down? And what do I want? What do I want the next half of my life to look like? What am I doing? Who am I being? Where am I? How am I showing up? What things do I enjoy? Like, those are the kind of questions, like, who am I when I am just being self-reliant and allowed to just process my own thoughts, take time away just for me, not be responsible for other people, being responsible only for myself. And I take that with a grain of salt because, like I said, with my daughter, of course, if I take this little road trip in the next few months, it's like I'll still be responsible for her, obviously, you know, because she's not even 21 yet. And even if she was 21, like, she's still cooking, right? She's still being baked, if that makes sense. So, of course, I'll still be responsible for her, but not as responsible, again, if that makes sense. And so I want to explore who I am. I want to learn more about me. What things make me tick? What things bring me joy? What things do I need to continue unlearning? What things are still triggering me? And how is that showing up in my day-to-day? How self-reliant can I be alone, right? When you spend time alone, man, I tell you, that's when a lot of your thoughts just kind of bubble up and the things that you believe really jump out at you. Same for when you start like a business. You start a business or you start this new venture, you start this new thing. For example, if you decide to start a podcast, for example, anything new that you start, I don't care what it is, anything new that you start, a new job, a new garden, a new podcast, a new relationship, it brings things to the surface. A new experience, a new trip, like, it brings things to the surface. And I feel like those things need to be looked at. But it's hard to look at something when you're distracted by everything else that's going on outside of you. It's hard to focus on yourself within when you're so focused on everything outside of you. And so this little journey that I'm going to take is going to be about exploring me, learning about me. And I'm really excited about that. Really excited about that. So yeah, I'm hitting the reset button And I'm sure I'll talk more about this. I just wanted to put this out there because, again, I was feeling it in my spirit. But starting over for a Black person, a Black woman, a middle-aged woman, a woman of a certain age, whatever you want to take from that, if you fall somewhere in there, amazing. If you're a woman, a Black woman, a woman in her 40s, a woman of a certain age, a woman that is single, a woman that is a single parent, you may fall in there, fall in that bucket. Well, I know you fall into at least one. You're a woman. Because I have mostly women that listen to the podcast. I have a few men as well, but for the most part, it's mostly women because obviously it's brown girl self-care. But if you are a man and you're listening, hey boo, hey, welcome. But yeah, that I am officially lining myself up to start completely over. And I'm telling you, I want to burn it down to the ground and rebuild. That's just where I am. So interesting times ahead. Interesting times ahead. I did consider starting a YouTube channel. I'm not sure. I have a YouTube channel. I don't really use it. But I'm like, okay, if I do decide to take this little trip and record videos, see some things, see some sites, visit different places, and just document, I guess, my experience, that is something I'm considering. So, you know, if you have any feedback for me on that, that would be awesome. Let me know. But yeah, this is me, y'all. This is me about to do something amazing, something a little scary, something maybe a little crazy. I don't know. But I feel like when you get those nudges in your spirit, like I had even said, I think last year I said that there was something new coming for me and that it was time to move on, even from this place that we're living at. So maybe this little trip that I'll be taking is a part of it. We'll see. And hey, you know, I know that a lot of the listeners of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, I know I have some listeners in Texas, Georgia, where else? New York. I don't think I'll be driving to New York though, y'all. Just, it seems very intense and intimidating to even think about visiting New York by car. But maybe it'll be just like little get-togethers. Maybe I'll just make a little road trip and hit, for example, again, certain cities. If that sounds like something you'd be interested in, you know, let us just know. Maybe that's something that we can make happen. We can meet up, have like a little meetup for us, depending on the city. And we just have lunch and we just talk and connect and be in community with each other. And, you know, love on each other and enjoy each other's company. So maybe that's something that we do while I take this little trip. If I do this, which I'm pretty positive, I'm leaning towards it, just working now to get all my ducks in a row. So, yeah, that's it. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Definitely much, much more to come. I want to talk more about just resetting and just evolving and shifting and changing and all that kind of good stuff. So if that's your jam, definitely more to come. If you have any questions or comments, I invite you to email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Or you can shoot me a message on social at @browngirlselfcare. And yeah, that's it. So if this is something you've been feeling in your spirit, girl, lean into it. Don't be afraid. Don't shy away from it. But if there is an opportunity, like if you're feeling in your spirit that there's this nudging for renewal, for resetting, for starting again, in a different part of your life or different parts of your life, don't shy away from it. Get curious about it. Lean into it, explore it. Ask yourself questions around that. What does that look like? What does that mean for me? What does it mean? Why am I feeling this way? What's one step towards moving forward in this thing, right? Like, just get curious about it. Ask yourself all the questions. Don't be afraid of it, but lean into it, if that makes sense, okay? All right, so much, much more to come. But thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing week. Have a blessed week. And I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.